Yo, what's your boy Rob? And you're listening to Radio DR Dakosa. Easy.
Everybody, it is your girl Mini2C, and you are tuned into Radio DR.co.za.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is Monday Mayhem Show number 22. I'm not alone. I'm with Silo and the other producer. And what you guys just heard was Sketchy Bongo featuring Yashna on Fire. Silo, how are you?
I'm alright. How are you, Z?
Good, good. Other producer, are you alive?
Yeah, I'm grand.
As long as no people.
Why were you waiting outside for 30 minutes?
Anyway, I'm introducing the topic right now, and what we're going to be talking about today is abuse of friendships, mental, financial, emotional, and whatever else you think could happen in an abuse of a friendship.
Damn, what a topic. Who hurt you?
Who hurt you?
What do you mean?
Because you were the one that said, damn, and I'm ready to talk about
it's
this.
It's a deep topic. I mean, it's really deep. People have a lot of friends out here. And, stuff that needs to be spoken about.
Yeah. So let's talk about it. So let's get into the first song, the double... What? Okay.
Pause. What?
What is it? Double play throwback?
Double throwback.
Double throw. Let's get into the first song of double throwback.
Okay.
What's up? This is Celestial Mike, the mic in the hands of God, and you're connected to Radio DR.co.
Yeah. It's that dope. Oh, it's a new day. Oh, it's a new day. Oh, it's a new day and you invited. I want to live your best life. I want to have no worries. I want to have no worries. Oh, it's a new day and you invited. I want to live your best life. I want to have no worries. I want to have no worries. Oh, it's a new day. Oh, it's a new day. Pulling their bed, crook man, pulling scale, first time, pulling gong, FaceTime, same time, penny data, so live, online, shy for sure, 9999, let me come up, sipping on my drugs and smoking trees. Dwana shy page, let's get degrees. Dwana got a stack, let's shop the sprees. Dwana be the landlord, fuck the lease. Dwana am my ears, what's up, this? I best what's up, this? Ah, ooh, in the diamond, crook man. In and out, gonna be the boss exercise. Gonna be the boss test that, that's that.
Oh, it's a new day and you invited. I want to live your best life. I want to have no worries. I want to have no worries. Oh, it's a new day and you invited. I want to live your best life. I want to have no worries. I want to have no worries. Oh, it's a new day. Oh, it's a new day.
Say my shisa. Say, Kashisa.
Oh, it's a new day and you invited. I want to live your best life. I want to have no worries. I want to have no worries. Oh, it's a new day and you invited. I want to live your best life. I want to have no worries. I want to have no worries. Oh, it's a new day. Oh, it's a new day. Oh, it's a new day and you invited. I want to live your best life. I want to have no worries. I want to have no worries. Oh, it's a new day and you invited. I want to live your best life. I want to have no worries. I want to have no worries.
Welcome back, everybody. We had Muzi featuring OK Malum Cool Cat's New Day. And before that, we had DJ Tleo, Sisinge Hambanao, and Professor Jezebel. So I just want to get into the topic of this abusive friendships with the two guys that I'm sitting next to so that maybe we can understand it from a male perspective.
Males don't have these problems.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about. So in general, I feel like females do have very emotional...
A low threshold for friendship breakup. What, I think something like that.
Yeah.
I was trying to be smart, but my words messed me up.
Okay, Silo. So friendships for women are different for men, just like the other producer told me. And so I feel like for women, sometimes a best friend breakup or just a friendship breakup in general is more painful than a relationship with your partner.
You know why? You know why?
Tell me why.
Because sometimes girls can't be... Sometimes girls can't be individuals.
What do you mean?
It's just like they want to be, hey, I'm Spanbani, I'm your friend, and we're in this thing together.
Yeah.
And then when that person grows off into something else, you feel hurt. Because we're in this thing together. You're a part of me. Now, how can I live with... Like, it's... Chill the fuck out.
So then how do you guys react to this? Are you guys not the same? Are you completely different?
We have different fights. Totally different fights. We fight for at different points. You girls will fight over speaking to an ex of something.
Hey, but like, that's... Like the other producer said, that's girl code, which we tend to cross over a lot.
Girl code.
Yeah.
You know what girl code is? You know what girl code is?
Why, tell me.
It's Microsoft Office. Nah. Microsoft Office. The cracked version. The one you didn't pay for. That's what it is. It's the software. It's written great, but it's illegal.
How?
It works. But it's not authentic. It's not the real thing. That's what girl code is.
Like if you had to base your relationship, man, say it's okay. Or like, how honest are you guys
with my friendships?
In your relationship, yeah.
In my relationship or friendship?
Friendships.
We.
Like, how honest are you?
So I don't have many friends, and the little that I have, which is like two, we're honest.
Do you interact with people outside your friendship sphere on a regular? Not like on a life regular, like. Regularly throughout the week, you're going to be forced to be in a room with complete strangers and interact with them. Do you do that?
Yes. I am an extrovert and in papile, so it's easy for me to interact with people. It's keeping those people as like friends that's a problem. I just, like, if you're going to interact today, I don't need to take your number down, talk to you tomorrow. But if I see you again, then, you know, I might want something more than like, you know, just seeing you. Maybe let's have a friendship type of thing.
Okay, so... Where does the friendship abuse come in? Because I've seen abuseful people. They're just no longer my friends, you know.
And you did you drop them?
You stop speaking to them. You don't even have to break up with them. You're like, yabo lo. I mean, ding and killing it out.
Oh.
You guys are dramatic.
Yeah, it's like a positioning thing. Like, yeah. You move accordingly. Like, you move accordingly to what you're coming across.
Yeah.
To who you're coming across. So you see, with, hey, yabo lo. Menga poos and jinai. It's going to be down here. And getting fit to poos and alone with them.
Then so you start drinking with them.
Again.
Yeah.
Poos and alone with them.
Imagine, okay, but Usman Man's going to be around.
Because even when it comes to...
It's not hard.
It's hard.
It's not. I'm telling you it's not. You guys make it hard by thinking about it too much. Do you like what that person does? No. Do you want to hang around that person? No. Why are you going to hang out with that person now? Because it's going to bring you trouble into your life.
Hi. Sometimes you like a person, but maybe the things that they do may upset you. And all you need to do is address it. And if they change, it's okay, cool. Shut up. You guys can keep going. You don't need to dissolve the friendship.
Some things we don't even need to speak about. Why are you doing that?
Sure.
Like causing a scene.
Sure,
like,
not causing a scene, no, but like putting someone to the side.
For me, anybody who causes a scene in my circle is a no-no. So if I can't be in public with you without you... having that secret thing where you can just cause a scene. There's no need to cause a scene ever. That's a red flag for me in a friendship. If you can stand up and cause a scene, and a crazy scene, not we trying to, like, I cause scenes too, but when it's necessary. Like, and you're going to shout at me in public because my t-shirt was on the floor at home.
No. I hear that. And that's not what I'm necessarily discussing. Oguti, I'm not trying to cause a scene. But like, if I'm breaking up with you as a friend.
Give us an example.
Okay.
Yeah,
like,
give us an example.
If like I have a friend that did something that I'm not flying with, I'm going to text her. If she's not next to me, I'm going to be like, look, I didn't like this. And it's addressing it. And if she has like a comeback for it that's also unnecessary, it's going to lead to an even bigger fight. But it's not necessarily meaning Oguti manje sengizophumake ngithi yeah asilwe or let's cause a scene. No, it's just merely a conversation. But if the other person doesn't receive it as a conversation, I think that's when it starts escalating.
Is whatever they're doing based on characteristics, or is it a circumstantial thing?
Sometimes it's both, yes.
Because if it's a characteristic, then you're just playing yourself in terms of you addressing it.
Yeah.
But if it's like circumstances arose where it brought forth that behavior or that thing in anything, that's a sort of different.
Okay, what about the second one that you're mentioning?
What, the circumstances?
Yeah. Like, I'll tell you about circumstances.
So, even with that, your friends are going to be placed in circumstances. And if you've picked your friends correctly, like, you put yourself in that circumstance and say, what would I do? A good person would do this. A good friend would do this. If that person fails in every circumstantial moment to do what you do, that's another red flag, yeah, bro.
Well, but you're a red flag then.
Yeah, what do you mean? No, let me bring it back. Like, if the circumstances, somebody's mother died and they went out to the street and they call you guys old bitches, you go, oh no, she's sad. That's a circumstance that we're willing to allow. But at the same time, if she breaks up with the boyfriend and goes, oh my gosh, you guys are bitches, that is not, it's a circumstance of like, oh, she's not herself, but it's acceptable at one, it's not acceptable at another.
Which may be a character thing. Then.
Yes.
I hear you.
Which is a character thing, which is that person in circumstances where they have to come up and become a great friend, they always fail. Yeah, but there's a track record of them failing. And sometimes it might take you 3 years to see. But when you see and you continue to stay, that's when you're abusing yourself as a friend.
Okay. I hear you guys. Okay, guys, let's discuss it further later. For now, let's go into the music.
Dear little mommy on my mind, yeah, I'm so sorry but you're fine. Yeah, come and kick it with me, spend some time. Come and kick it with me, spend some time. Yeah, dear little mommy on my mind, yeah, I'm so sorry but you're fine. Yeah, come and kick it with me, spend some time. Yeah, come and kick it with me, spend some time. Come and kick it with me, spend some time. I just want a second of your time. Shawty, you so pretty, girl, you fine. I just wanna kick it, girl, come right. Shawty, you so pretty, got it going on. Shawty, you so pretty, got it going on. Promise I'll be with you, baby, let's come and kick it. Let's come and kick it, yeah, yeah. Shawty, you so pretty, come and kick it. You so pretty, mommy, come and kick it. I just want a second of your time. Do a little mommy, don't you find, ayy. Do a little mommy, you so fine, yeah. I just want a second of your time, yeah. Come and kick it with me, girl, come ride, yeah. Come and kick it with me, girl, come ride, yeah. Come ride, yeah. Come ride, yeah.
look shit. Yo, dog, I've been pushing to get on the map. Man, just yet to my, you see where we at. Umuntu me papa, umchela relax. Umbambe nge sandla and just tell him that. Pela mina ngayi tata le tongi kote le tongi pate le tongi shaye le tongi yambe. Pela mina ngayi tata le tongi kote le tongi pate le tongi shaye le tongi yambe.
And I'll top it. Give me that jet and I'll rock it. I keep my dick in my pocket. These niggas ain't rap moist. Y'all whack niggas is a target. Swag on the beat and they running that shit like a marathon. Eyes of the shit, bro. I'm packing the heat like a cannonball. Whoa. I'm Japanese and I'm eating these niggas. I'm cannibalistic. I'm up in the sky blowing cannabis kisses. They fuck with the kid cause the caliber switching like, whoa. Y'all kids, okay. Don't sleep, no way. I walk in the booth, I go dragging up, cause I blow trees all day. Let me keep it 110 with you. I gon' fuck up the game, I ain't playing with you. When you speak less and you listen more, you might fuck around and learn a thing or two, nigga.
Punch me, I'm a diamond in the rough. Touch me, boy, you gon' bite the dust. Keep it 100, I don't bluff. I'm enough. Flex for what, ayy? Watch how you talk to me. Keeping Monday toes, we do magic with no potion. If they talking flow, got it deep just like an ocean. Why should you talk to me? Why should you talk to me? Check your approach, boy fix your tone, might catch a case. Don't get too close, don't get too close. I don't know you, yeah. Why should you talk to me? I don't owe you. Why should you talk to me? Why should you talk to me?
If they talking, I'm calling that who talk. Got a one with these niggas, they follow. I walk in the booth like I'm Tupac and deliver that dope like I'm Pablo. Versace got hit from Medusa. Put my kids in the slide and she swallow. Niggas trip like they actually gon' do something. I'ma slice your ass up like I'm Zorro. Yeah, show some respect when you talk to me. Talk to me properly, talk it like woo. Schooling they ass like it's prodigy, allergy, high like it's trying to me, yo. The screws in my head are to lose, the jewels in my caliber grew. I flew for a cannabis view, I'm fucking shit up with that AV new. I got a lot on my plate, I left my ego in charge. I gotta go hard for the stake, so I gotta be hard with the bars. I'm a different type of insanity, come from a different one fantasy. Look at these niggas go hard for the pussy, but I got a different mentality, yo.
Punch me, I'm a diamond in the rough. Touch me, boy, you gon' bite the dust. Keep it 100, I don't bluff. I'm enough, flex for what, ayy? Watch how you talk to me. Keep it Monday's home. Sweet do magic with no potion. If
they talking flow. Got it deep just like an ocean. Why should you talk to me?
Hey yo, what's on today? What's good?
That was Asante featuring LPN Yashna Talk. So today's triple threat is a girl named Elaine.
Angmazi.
Do you know her?
Okay.
So I had a bit of a problem researching about her, but there's one article that explains.
We found her.
Yeah. So it says, new R&B artist Elaine is slowly turning into a global sensation. The singer is the first independent female artist in South Africa to reach the number one spot on the Apple Music album charts with her debut self-released seven-track EP, Elements.
You know, that's is it the global?
Yeah.
So she reached the global?
Yeah, bro. Because okay. Joe Budden was talking about it as well.
Okay. That's dope.
It's yeah. Global.
Because it's global. I was just making sure. Because people were like, I'm number one on Apple Music.
No.
And global.
And no. It's the regional one. It's no. The algorithm. It's the South African.
It's international.
Yeah, no, that's dope. Because I remember like when the last time I checked the stats and like, yeah, I'm the highest streamed on Apple Music in South Africa.
Who's that?
And it was, I don't remember who it was at the time. But Justin Bieber was sitting in like, at like 500,000 streams, and they were sitting at like 10,000. I was like, you know. But at that scale, carry on. Let's not ruin the triple threat.
So Elaine fell in love with music at a very young age. Joining her school choir, singing solos at the age of 6 led her to win the gold medal in her category at the 2014 World Choir Games in Latvia. Mm. Latvia. Where is that?
It sounds like it's in Europe. Indian,
yeah, it sounds like Indianish.
It sounds like country. Eastern Europe.
As a trap soul and R&B singer, her inspiration comes from artists like Lauryn Hill and Beyoncé. The EP showcases Elaine's gifts of knowing how to blend warm melodies with sharp, intimate lyrics. Keeping it real, she explores the meaning of love in all its forms, seeing its expression as the key to a harmonious life. Did I say that right?
Harmonious life.
Kazan, you see.
Yeah.
Latvia.
Oh, yeah. Latvia is in Eastern Europe. Amazing about geography.
Well done, Silo. Clap, clap.
Yeah, as much as we see, we'll see. Can also comment.
Yeah. So, must I choose the songs?
Yeah, choose the song. What songs are we gonna play?
So let's play IU, and the title of the album is Elements. Let's play IU, You're the One, and Changes.
Cool. Let's do that.
I still cry when we fight. Still dream about you at night. I still check my phone every minute. Even when I think I reach my limit, I still text to say goodnight. Even when we ain't alright, I still love you. I still need you. I still want you. And I know that you get tired of me sometimes. Listen, life can get tricky when your heart is open. Cause we live in a moment thinking we are not broken. We still have emotions and we still say devotion. But I still need some reassurance. Can you give me that reassurance? You still kiss me when I'm down. You still call me when you're out of town. You still see me when you touch down. When you ain't wrong, you still love me even when I do wrong. You still make me feel like I'm still strong. You still love me. You still need me. You still want me. You still love me. You still need me. You still
still. You still. I still.
Chance on us, but as for me, you're the one, and in my heart, time will come till the end. I'ma always be right by your side. But as for me, you're the one, and in my heart, time will come till the end. I'ma always be right by your side. I know you're the one, I know all time will come. I feel you in my heart, I see you in my dreams, I keep you in my prayers.
What's up, everybody? It is your girl, Mini2C, and you are tuned into radiodr.co.za.
For a few days, but after a while I go back to my old ways. But baby, give me time. I'm learning to be more patient. I'm learning to trust you more. So I'm gonna change for you. I'll do better for you. I know I said this before. I know we've been here before, but I mean it. Better for you, I know I said this before. Now we've been here before, but I mean it. Oh, I mean it. Cause I owe you so much more than my pain. I owe you so much more than my past. You deserve it all. You deserve it all. You deserve it all. I owe you so much more than my pain. I owe you so much more. Slept on that dress that you said you really liked last time. Was a mess. Even though you let me down, I still think you're the best. And I'm on my way to Utah. My Uber, make it quick, cause it got a lot of shit that we should handle. And don't forget to light the candles. So I'm gonna change for you. I'll do better for you. I know I said this before. I know we've been here before, but I mean it.
Stunning.
How do you feel about it in general?
I'm really shocked. She's South African. She's got such a global feel.
She
nice
does.
Package sound. Elaine, we love you.
We love you.
Come visit us. I like your album art.
Yeah, it's cool.
I've also got a mirror here.
It's got some it's got some grain filter that I really fuck with.
Wait, grain filters are only gonna date your photos. Don't use the grain filter.
But it looks nice.
For now. For now.
Now.
Then you're going to be like looking at your picture. Oh, we're doing this green thing. No.
Okay. How do you feel about our other producer?
Fire.
Okay. Okay. Happy I introduced someone to you guys.
Yeah, Zinji, that's very rare for somebody to bring me some good-ass new music. It's good. You got a nice ear, Z.
Good.
I think. Well, you
I am. Thanks.
We need more data points.
Okay. So let's move on to what's happening to the socials right now.
Did you see that list?
Oh, yeah.
The top 10 worst rappers list.
I did.
It's funny. Let me tell you guys.
Okay.
Number 10, worst rapper ever, Stilo Makolid. I think he's number one. Number 9, Sumko's former client, Breeze. 8, Boiti. 7, Stone from Bongo Muffin. 6, Ma'i. 5, Sean Pages. 4, Ndugza. 3, Muzli. 2, Big Zulu. 1, Faith. That's our top 10 worst rappers list in South Africa.
Who did the list?
I don't know.
We need to get
some guy. Some guy. Let's argue. Hashtag let's argue. Some guy was bored on Twitter.
It's contentious, bruv. Like,
I mean,
I don't know, but who would you say that doesn't belong on that list?
I don't know all of them, but I don't think Boiti belongs here. Like, right. I think she's good. I don't know much about rap, but I do think she's good.
Here's the thing. I listen to, just by the nature of this show and the people I hang around, a lot of people's music. Like, I've heard worse music from everybody that is not on this list, from a lot more people that are not on this list.
Mm.
So, like, it's always a subjective thing.
Mm.
Is this a rap, like rapper, like MC?
Yeah, it's a rapper MC, yeah.
Like, oh, the so lyrical.
flow, Wada, cadence, all of that.
Yeah.
Faith is considered a rapper.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the fact that she's number one in the top 10 worst rappers is like, you're considering her as a rapper in the first place.
Yeah, but in this South Africa, in this world, we can, you are whatever you want to be, man.
I guess I identify as a white old man.
Without the privilege.
Yes, without the privilege.
Yeah, he's right. Okay, you guys done with that?
We done with that.
All right, let's go to socials. So today I want to talk about how they're saying Burna Boy can footek.
How do you feel about that? Do you think he should footek?
He should.
Why?
Because I feel like he came for AKA, which is not my issue.
Wait, so what happened? Can you just
Okay. You wanna break
so
it
what happened is Burna Boy is performing at which event?
Some event.
And here in South Africa. And even on the poster, he's the one in front.
Yeah.
So people
and
are saying...
arts and culture paid for it.
You know?
Are we?
So people are saying it doesn't make sense how he said, I'm never going to step foot in SA ever again. But turns around and gets paid and says, oh, we are one. We are united. We are Africans. South Africa, I'll be there. Like, not even a month later of what he said.
Yeah. So basically, he didn't break any laws.
One. Yeah.
He said something, then went back against his word.
Yeah.
And then people are mad.
Yeah.
And then it's... so they're like, no... what the main thing, Mina, I see out of all of this, which is the most important thing, is that these guys from Pretoria, who are like a bunch of musicians and event organizers, came together and were like, no, I think it's unfair that we're always sending proposals and budgets to the government, to the arts and culture department, and they'd never fund us. Mm. And then comes these international people who have this thing and they're funding them, and the headliner is not even South African.
Yeah.
The headliner is Nigerian. So it seems like the government only wants to put money when it's international.
Mm-hmm.
At that fight, I'm completely with them.
I am too.
Burna Boy must take a backseat to our local artists, because in any economy, the government must regulate how international players play in that market. Yeah, well, I'm totally for that. Other than that, Burna Boy has a passport.
Question.
Yeah.
Question. So, would you not want to apply that across the board in terms of all economic sectors, as opposed to just like the one way?
No, but like this guy is speaking for his sector. This guy is in the entertainment sector. He was speaking for his sector. This is what's happening in our sector.
No, like, I get it, but I'm saying is like, if the economy, like, if we look at South Africa's economy, like, would you say it's more of a local economy, or like it has like foreign companies who participate in this local economy?
There's very few things that are made and headquartered from South Africa globally. A lot of our companies are international. Maybe bar your retail sector, which are Pick and Pays, but anything else that we buy inside Pick and Pay usually comes from an international company.
Coca-Cola. Yeah, I would say it's probably just like a reinforcement of just maybe like the current behavior, like the current state of
economy. It is.
Like,
it
like
is.
How we are valued.
It is. And what I'm saying is that these guys were raising that on a mainstream level, because it went up to the news. On a mainstream level, they were saying, this is what's happening in our industry.
Sure.
We need to fix it. And we're boycotting this because of that. We're trying to speak as a voice. And I'm totally behind that as a creative as well as an artist.
But he also brought to light xenophobic attacks that weren't actually happening.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he retweeted a couple of fake things. It's like, so you guys old. Are keeping... but you need
did,
to understand that...
You know it's
don't fake. Single... He didn't know. Don't single him out because he didn't know. Okay. It's stuff that was flowing around on the internet. And you can imagine if you see videos of Nigerians killing 10 South Africans in that content, even if it's fake at the time, and your emotions go crazy, because how can they be killing my brothers and sisters? About type of thing. Just to show you, on a national stage at college, we used to go to college with these Norwegian chicks, and I don't remember whether you remember this one gunman went into a camp and shot up all of these kids at a Christian camp in Norway. When I got to school that morning, all of the Norwegians were crying. They were all crying because for them. They were, it happened in my country.
No, so I get the outrage.
Yeah.
So I totally get it. But it was within the context that he said it in. He was talking about the xenophobic tags, how he's not going to come back in South Africa, all in one setting.
Yeah, but
it was a mouthful.
That was because he thought his people were being killed on our streets.
But he's been here before.
Yeah, but
for a while, a good while. And for him to be like, yo, what's happening? As if he doesn't know what is actually happening in South Africa. Yes, there are xenophobic attacks, but they're not as brutal as, you know, they may seem sometimes, even though they are. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So he made it seem like, yo, what's happening right now is just we have no care of our own brothers and sisters as well. We're just going ahead and burning people. And that's not what was happening.
Burner boy.
So it didn't make me feel comfortable because
so basically you're a xenophobic feminist.
Never. I like joking. My African brothers and sisters.
So would you date a Nigerian?
So what's contentious is like the tweet that's wrong and then him accepting a job in South Africa like a month afterwards.
Yeah, because he said from his own fingers.
Sure.
That I'm never setting foot again in South Africa because of these xenophobic attacks. Now it's like, why are you coming back? Or have they calmed down? Have you seen Ubuti? This was fake news. And AKA was saying apologize. And I'm not saying he must apologize, but he must put everything into context like he did when he called out certain things. If you're going to say there's xenophobic attacks happening, this, call it out again, would see, by the way, this was fake news, even though I feel a certain type of way. And then I think as South Africans, I think we embrace any culture. I think we're good at that. So we're not trying to... Yes, we do. It's just that maybe in the way that it's done, it's not as welcomed as it should be, but we're very embraceful. There's so many cultures in South Africa as a whole.
I'm a Shangan.
I get.
No,
it's because I don't like them being called like that because they don't like being called like that. So that's why I said Ike, not because I don't embrace them.
I'm saying that because it's what somebody will be visiting from Limpopo and they speak whatever language.
Tonga,
yeah.
There's quite a lot, but whatever language from Limpopo. And because the person is here, has never been outside of KZN, they'll be like, ah.
But that's different. KZN is different.
But those are the, no,
KZN is very...
No. It's not, because that's the same energy you come with the xenophobic attacks with.
No.
It's tricky.
Listen to what I'm saying. KZN does come with this energy of, if it's not isiZulu, I'm not learning it, I'm not embracing it.
Sure.
And I'm saying, as South African, as a country as a whole, we embrace certain cultures, but there are certain people within a certain province.
Know?
We do.
I think on TV.
We do. No, not on TV. Okay.
It's exactly why Umbuyise Ndlozi on the Twitter streets has been like, fuck this Rugby World Cup win.
Yeah,
South Africa is not united. It's all the things you're saying, I think, are part of that. Brand South Africa, hey,
yeah.
we're unique. But if you look, people are suffering, bro. People are struggling to make ends meet, and that's making people not be nice people.
Let me make an example. It's like when you're a family that doesn't struggle, but all of a sudden one of your cousin's mom dies, and you have to take the cousin in. You're gonna embrace the cousin, but now it's gonna put you in a defense mode or in a protective mode. Uguti. This is my mom. This is my family. Before you start saying, okay, cool. Hey, my cousin lives with us and he's a part of us now. That's how we start off. We start off overprotective. It is a country at the end of the day. So we're not going to say, sure, come in. Sure. It's like, whoa, why are you here? Before we embrace you. But it's not like once people are here, we say, we kind of learn to live with them and just learn to embrace them.
You know what we should do? Should build a wall.
Anyway, some guy named Teaser on Twitter said Julius Malema once said Duduzane Zuma is not a proper South African citizen. This guy's English. But the Nigerian guy insulting and threatening South African citizens is his brother. kodwa qhubekani believing in this flip-flopping clown. Don't think that's what Malema meant, guys.
Yeah. Anyway, is that it? The social streets?
Yeah, that's it right now. Not much is going on, so I guess that's it.
Yeah. For me, just overall, in terms of like the whole xenophobic thing, and it's like, like the whole xenophobic whatnot, and like how we engage and interact and expectations, etc. It's like, yeah, like we naturally tribal in terms of like just like it's normal. First, you're gonna start when, like how you say, when you're gonna be apprehensive when something comes into the house.
Yeah, that's there's your a certain territory. Way
that about in it. So we all naturally that's like a human thing, all thingy tribal about in. So now. Now, if you have that as I could say probably maybe like a fundamental part of what it is to be human, nah? But in terms of how we live, we try to live in an open society, in inverted commas, where even though we're tribal, there's a diversification in terms of the people that come together and interact and whatever about it. So then you have to think, okay, so what's going to keep all these people together and productive? Then you think it's ideas. So there the idea of nationality and state and all of these things come into play to say, okay, so we're going to unify all these groups. We're going to unify all these groups under this idea of state and whatever. But like, if it's not like, you have to build from somewhere. Like, I think first, if you look at like Dubai and whatnot, like how they handle outside foreigners and how if you do business there and all of these things that they instill in their law and whatever in to protect the actual people. But again, in terms of diversification, they're not really that diverse.
Right.
Yeah, but so it's easier to have those. Control. Yeah, but it's easier to have those things. Now here where it's like, it's an open market. Pretty much
there's a little bit of everyone.
It's tricky, like it's trickier to instill, like
a
to find
its culture.
Yeah. Where you can say you go to any. So you have to look at like, I say the nuance. Like for me, it's more, it's cultural differences as opposed to, even if I look at like a racist thing. If I had to look at, like, I need a specific example, but if I had to look for instance something that would normally be branded racist, for me it's like maybe there's, instead of racism, there's a nuance in cultural exposure in terms of there's something that they don't get or we're not getting because of this, we're not exposed to each other, and that is, that translates or is perceived as racism, because it means something else here, but because there's no interaction and we don't have that understanding. Because I mean, as diverse the country is, we still pretty much lean, our interactions between are very much defined based on our like social structure, economic base, etc., etc. So it's not like we all go into the same parties.
Yeah,
but you're going to go to a party and it's on predominantly this, predominantly this. It's not as mixed as it is. So it's tricky. Like, it's tricky.
Yeah. I totally understand you. And I get where you're coming from. So thank you so much for tuning into the show with us, guys. Silo, anything you want to say?
No, I think we should play one more song before we leave, though. At least one more song.
What song do you want to play?
I don't know. What did Minnie make us play? We just come from a triple threat now. And then, we're going to play music that Minnie said we should play now.
Okay.
You don't know what you missing, girl. Oh, yeah. Don't know what you miss. Through the hard times, just keep your mind open. If you're feeling down and you feel like you're broken, but sometimes, I just wanna be alone, in my zone, that's the one.
what you missing, girl. Ooh, yeah. You don't know what you missing. Got me like, ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. You don't know what you missing, girl. All I talk about is you. Gonging panda is all for you, all for you. She a okay mover, girl, and stay right by my side.
If you don't mind, yeah, I'm gonna get for when I'm mind. I'm full of feeling, I think I'm fine. I'm full of cool leg, you know this undefined. That one and I went, I didn't say that I'm all out. Together we gon' be winning, gon' hold up. Let's open these doors, your mind, I'm yours. And I can show you what you've been missing your whole life. You got me like, ooh, yeah. You don't know what you missing, girl. Ooh, yeah. You don't know what you missing. Got me like, ooh, yeah, yeah. You don't know what you missing, girl. Ooh, yeah, yeah. You don't know what you missing. Got me like, ooh, yeah, yeah.
Foot and shake, cut to the side. Swags on 100,000, drilling. Feel the shit you got side. You bunkle over, bang a twali. Screaming, what's up? But I really don't mind. Cause deep down I know when I clearly don't be out. Come barung a side, bunga wad. I'm not here to start beef or trouble. Just a glass with ice and Patron on the double. I'm just tryna let loose and just feel free. With the gang of my shy, great goose. Now I take it. That's the life we be living. Get dip any every Thursday. Blush. Who's a good six and he woke up on the work school. Just chilling in me. And evenings we back again at a special event. Looking formal, we just popping champagne. And we don't need invitations for us to get in. Paga Mrs. Andrasaka, La Posse Bonnie. Cause it's time to go out and shy. You get down, have a good time, spoiling. Take it at, 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 take it at.
Rocking with the best in the building. They ain't trying to got haters, losing nerve just to feel them. We so on point that it damn near kills them. It's funny how we had to get ill to heal them. Yeah, but see real G's don't dance. We on the floor getting lower than the sag on these pants. Squana, these skanks know the crew is deep banked. We melt them down quicker than the ice on these drinks. Fresh, you know that gear look dope. The stream seeming here thicker than that kush y'all smoke. You better put one in the air for the rookies of the year. We guaranteed to bang, I see coolies over here. Nah, we chillin', real top billing. Shorty one shots, then we gon' be tip drilling. I'm not saying I'm a baller, baby, but the haters just baller lately, cause we got them like
Paga Mrs. Andrasaka, La Posse Bonnie. Cause it's time to go out and shy. You get down, have a good time, spoiling. Take it at,
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 Mrs. Andrasaka. I ain't even got a front, I got a nice flow. They say you only live once, tryna YOLO. Scoop said I'm 21, so I'm a mojo. Take it at, take it at. On my suits and flow, you buy that chelade. Yeah, 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 don't even stop me up getting melee. Cause I'm steady bringing hell, man, kelele. I put my thoughts on the page, the flow came together. Now it's banging in your ear, feel the pressure. Dream team in the scene, it ain't getting better. Making music for the masses, tryna get this cheddar. But besides the money, we just making good music. Something you can party to when you just kicking and you cooling. Or even when you boozing, or chilling and you cruising. The youngin' on the track, yeah, we just keep it moving.
Paga Mrs. Andrasaka.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, boss, say boy. Cause it's time to go out. Shy, you get down. Have a good time, spoiling. Take it at,
take it at.
that pussy ball. Cause it's time to go out. Shall you get down? Have a good time, party. Take it out, 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 take it out,
Dream team in the house tonight.
Yeah.
Dream team in the house tonight.
Dream team, baby.
Dream team in the house tonight.
Shout out to Luther,
dog. Dream team in the house tonight.
Bobby Ma.
Dream team in the house tonight.
Kev.
Dream team in the house tonight.
Hey, yo, Wayne. Wayne.
Dream team in the house tonight. 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 Dream team in the house tonight.
Let's do it again.
Dream team in the house tonight. Dream team in the house tonight.
Let's do it again.
Dream team in the house tonight.
Da, 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 da
What's up, everybody? It is your girl, Mini2C, and you are tuned into radiodr.co.za.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of our show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us at Monday Mayhem. Guys, any last words?
CeeLo makes movies.
What?
Oots also makes movies.
Yeah.
Oots a sound guy. He holds the boom.
Okay, thank you so much. And please note that the show is available on YouTube, Deeply Rooted Durban. It's also on social media, radio.dr.co.za/Monday Mayhem.
Radio.dr.co.za.
Oh, radio.dr.
How dare you? I work hard on that website.
Apologies.
Better apologize.
And so my socials are Instagram, it's at @ZineLela_X. At Twitter, it's Stallion Booty or ZineLela. It's up to you.
Stallion Booty! Oh my gosh. Let's discuss for 5 marks. Before we go.
Yeah. No.
No.
Yo, come on.
No.
Okay, it's because I like the way Megan Thee Stallion twerks. So and I like her ass.
It's an ode to Megan Thee Stallion. What's Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah, Megan Thee Stallion.
So you're...
This is Instagram.
Huh?
She's a new rapper out in the streets. Oh, right. She raps and twerks. She's a normal person, bro. I keep telling you.
I love Megan.
The other producer. That's why he doesn't even have a name.
I'm going to
beep out his name.
No, we'll get you to get on Megan. And then on Facebook, I'm Susie Way Robin Taylor. So
you just named your backside her.
Yeah. We share something in common.
She didn't see that. She was like a 5-year-old.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, yeah. Thank you so much, guys. I'll see you next week, and we'll be back at it again with ZineLela and CeeLo. Ba 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 ba.
I don't wanna see what you gon' have to say when I switch up how I act on you. Let the egos play. Got my eyes on the prize now. I'm just tryna reel it in. She wanna play in a jungle with me. She wanna touch my skin. I've been down and dirty, mama. Come and grab my hand. I got the sticky of the icky on me. Gon' pay the man. I don't smoke no weed. I don't do no drugs. But I sip the cup. If you feel it up, make sure that you feel it. Make sure that it's real. Make sure when you groovin', don't know you gon' dress and kill. Make sure that you feel it. Make sure that it's real. If the stage was a game and we all had to play, I'ma go ahead and act the same. Get down on the boogie, let it take control. Haters keep hating, don't let them touch your soul. I'll find two with the buttons, don't press too high. I may seem crazy, not cause I'm a superstar. Way up high to the ceiling, tryna dab the sky. Rick James to the 80s, cause I'm super fly. I don't smoke no weed, I don't do no drugs, but I sip the cup. If you feel it up, make sure that you feel it. Make sure that it's real. Make sure when you groovin', don't know you gon' dress and kill. Make sure that you feel it. Make sure that it's real. If the stage was a game and we all had to play, I'ma go ahead and act the same. Make sure that you feel it. Make sure that it's real. Make sure when you groovin', don't know you gon' dress and kill. Make sure that you feel it. Make sure that it's real. If the stage was a game and we all had to play, I'ma go ahead and act the same. Come on now.
Say hey, hey, I'm too fly, I'm too cool. Say hey, hey, I'm gon' dance, I'm gon' groove. Say hey, hey, if you down with the sound. Say hey, hey, on and bounce, on and bounce.
Hit 'em, Jay.
What's up, everybody? It is your girl, Mini2C, and you are tuned into RadioDR.co.za.
Okay, sure. RadioDR.co.za.